Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I want total capitalism. I want total laissez-faire freedom. The globalists have a deal with China to shut down all of their economies because they can control the world. We're not going along with it. Viva Fry, lawyer, talk show host. He's got a short segment here, a long segment's coming up. I want to get into Trump, the elections, all the craziness, but you were trying to make a point when we went to break. Turn your mic on.
Yep. No, that was me. That was me. Sorry. I was just going to make a comment that I was watching MSM coverage of Trump's, you know, closing arguments or the closing arguments that he didn't give. And a journalist, I think it was CBS, says Trump's team didn't give closing arguments because the judge, quote, revoked permission for Trump to give closing arguments. Now, whether or not there's more nuance to what happened, the insanity that mainstream media is now trying to create the new normal, where closing arguments in a trial is now a matter of permission that a judge can unilaterally revoke. Alex, we've said it before. They've Alex Jones, Donald Trump in this case. And people really need to understand how obscene and absurd it is. You got Judge Engoron, who has all the tools to deny a substantive trial on the merits through a summary judgment. And so what you have is a trial on guilt and quantum, just like they did with you, except with you, they got it through default verdict for alleged failure to comply with discovery.
By the way, I'm glad you raised this, because we're going to recover this in the next segment. Some stations don't cover this. I was going to lead the interview with this, because I'm watching the judge finds him guilty, says before. There's no jury. Now the judge finds him guilty. Even though it's ceremonial, he says you have no speech to even say anything on the record. That's beyond a fake trial, isn't it?
Robert,
absolutely.
Take this one
away. I mean, it's basically, yes. I mean, what we warned everybody, we said you can think whatever you want about Alex Jones. What they're doing to Alex Jones and InfoWars is what they're going to do to the rest of us. They're now doing it to the President of the United States. It's weaponized lawfare. They're denying him his basic right to due process of law. They're denying him his right to a trial by jury. They're denying him a right to a trial on the merits. That's what they stripped from you. And I always ask people, it's like when I was before the Fifth Circuit yesterday, about the FDA wanting to dodge a trial on the issue of the safety or efficacy of their vaccine. If their vaccine is so safe, why is it they're so scared of an open trial in front of a federal court? Why is it that they're, I mean, I would welcome that if I thought my vaccine was really safe, really effective, really necessary, really useful. The same is true here. The same is true in your cases. If you were so in the wrong, why were they so scared of a trial on the merits? Well, if Donald Trump has done something so bad, why are they so scared of a trial on the merits? Why are they so scared of an actual jury trial? Because they know they're in the wrong. They know there is no basis for what they're doing. These show trials would make the Cuban and Stasi and Soviet show trials look like an honest trial by comparison. They're an embarrassment to America. They're an embarrassment to the rule of law. And they're an embarrassment to justice in America. And, you know, at some point, we need a judgment in Nuremberg Part 2. Some of these rogue judges that are ignoring their constitutional oaths, they need to be the ones subject to trial. If they want to get up there and grandstand like they did in the D.C. Circuit about Trump's presidential immunity, when the only guy to actually ever use foreign U.S. military to assassinate his political opponents is named Barack Hussein Obama, then it's time that we have broader sense of consequence. Maybe we need to return to those judgment in Nuremberg's and everybody that's been complicit in the violation of our rights and liberties put on trial for that violation.
Peter Fry, I'm going to come back to you after a moment of break, but I want to ask a question I don't know the answer to. Trump derangement syndrome, whatever it is, we know Soros has these big meetings and parties and conferences, but how did they get, not just here, but around the Western world, the lawyers to become weaponized and do all this with the judges? Because it's just unprecedented. It's like overnight, courts had problems before, but now courts are doing things they never did in the past. They are just a judge has found Trump guilty in New York. And then now, excuse me, I was eating a piece of pizza for the break. He's going to rule on Trump after he already said Trump's guilty? It's just, it's all hoping the public's not paying attention. Back in 60 seconds. January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we got two really smart political analysts and pundits and lawyers, Robert Barnes and Viva Bribe, and they keep bringing it up, so I'm going to play the clip. Trump has had this civil trial where the judge finds him guilty. There's no jury. Since when did that happen? And Trump continually can't put on his own defense. Now he can't have closing arguments. And it's just like all the other trials we're seeing. When did this start? Because now it's everywhere. And how do we respond to it? Because here's Trump saying, I'm already found guilty by this judge. He says I'm guilty up front. We have the show trial. I can't put on evidence. But they still want the vestigial image of a trial. Here's a clip of Trump.
Well, thank you very much. As you know, we consider this an unconstitutional witch hunt. It's election interference at the highest level. It's a disgrace. It's in coordination with the White House and Joe Biden because he can't win a campaign fairly. And we're going through it, but it's indeed a terrible witch hunt. We're going to have a news conference a little bit later on. As you know, I want to speak. I want to make a summation. At this moment, the judge is not letting me make the summation because I'll bring up things that he doesn't want to hear. And it's a very unfair trial. Nobody's seen anything like this. I don't think I've ever seen anything like this. We have a situation where a statute was used that doesn't give me a jury, so I have no jury. I really have no rights, and it's and nobody thinks it's constitutional. Legal scholars are writing about it like it's something they've never seen before. So it's interference, it's political interference, and it's something that shouldn't be allowed. So I am hoping to speak and to help my lawyers reveal all of the defects of this case that should have never been brought.
I mean, like Trump says, it's true. Never before seen. Now it's everywhere, though, where judges find you guilty, then they decide how guilty, and they're political hacks that tell their students, oh, I'm going to go after Republicans, I don't care about juries, and all the rest of it. Where does this end? Viva Fry, Robert Barnes.
Alex, it's actually one step more insidious than that. And Robert, I know where Robert's going to go with where this goes, and I'll leave him take that. It's not just they put on a bogus show trial on the damages. What it does, and anybody who lived through your sham of a kangaroo court trial knows, in retrospect, people think that there was a trial. People's fake memories of the events are to the effect that, well, Alex Jones had a trial. And then you tell them that, no, he didn't have a trial on the merits. And they don't understand it because their memory, which has become part of their identity, is to the effect that he had a trial, he was found liable because it was civil, after a trial, which never happened. In 3 years from now, depending on how the next year writes out, people are going to say, well, Trump had a trial. No, he didn't. He didn't have a trial because the judge came to this finding by summary judgment, came to the conclusion that there was no need for a jury trial because of some rule of procedure that would have denied him a jury trial anyhow. And the month and a half trial was only on the culpability? And then people are going to say, well, he had a month and a half trial. He presented his defenses. No, he didn't. And people watching this month and a half trial or listening to it on the damages are saying, how the hell is he guilty in the first place? Well, too late. He's already been found guilty. And now, in retrospect, people are going to think he had a fair trial or a trial at all. That's the long-term goal of this, to create false memories in the populace.
The fake impression. It's a show trial. It's what show trial originates. You remember that, Alex? That's where the term comes from. Something that looks like a trial, but actually isn't. That's what we're seeing. They've just taken it to a whole new level. They've just taken it to a whole new scale. And they tested it out in your case, and now they're doing it to the president, and they figure they can do it to Donald Trump. They can do it to anybody, anywhere. And it is, you'll probably remember the first Total Recall movie with Schwarzenegger. Remember how they doctored the tape to make it look like he ordered things that were exactly the opposite of what he ordered to create a fake impression, a fake memory, a fake story, a fake narrative? That's what they're doing. They have all from your trial in Austin, remember all the movie cameras that were inside that people didn't get to see? They were staring down at the jurors and they were staring down at everyone else. They got all mad because I said this is a trial that's literally a show trial because there's literally a Broadway kind of stage theater taking place with actual movie crews inside the courtroom.
That's and the exactly judge putting her makeup on, I mean, it was ridiculous.
Completely. It's an embarrassment to the rule of law. It's meant to be a fake trial that's disguised as a real trial to deceive the American people into believing one. It's like the election cases in 2020. How many times have you heard the election cases were all thrown out of court on the merits? All a lie. Anybody who went through it know that no signature match check ever occurred. If a signature match check had occurred, the election results would have been thrown out and Donald Trump would have either been declared the president or we would have had another runoff election. So that's the reality that they're trying to disguise and hide and with all of these show trials. But these show trials are truly an embarrassment. The key is the American people are waking up to how bogus and fake these show trials are.
No, I totally agree. So let me ask you about this. I'm surprised the appellate courts haven't done something. Where is the Supreme Court? I mean, this is just open lawlessness, just like the FBI has destroyed its credibility, the Justice Department. Now the judiciary is burning down in front of our eyes. What do you expect the Supreme Court to do?
They have to step in. If they don't, they will permanently impair the credibility and integrity of the entire judicial branch as a branch of government. And maybe it's the case that our judicial branch just doesn't live up to its constitutional expectation and obligation. Maybe we need to reconsider how we apportion power in America. I think fundamentally we need to reinstate real power of juries, including to determine the law as well as the facts, if we're going to return to the meaning of the original Seventh Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. But putting that aside, if the judiciary is going to save itself for any future role that has any confidence of the American people, the Supreme Court of the United States must step in and put an end to these charades.
Well, let me ask you about this question then. Your prediction. I think the Supreme Court must overturn this. It's so naked. Even CNN analysts admit taking off the ballot and all this is a fraud. But if they don't, then what is Trump's recourse? What is our recourse?
Prediction is they're going to overturn they're going to set it straight as relates to all the removal of Trump from the ballot. If they don't, I won't use the words, but if they don't, I don't know what the outcome or the potential outcomes would be, because where do people turn when the courts have failed them, when politicians have failed them, when the institution has failed them, and has created a country in which 70 plus million people are not having their voices heard on the most important issue, who they get to elect. I mean, I don't know where it would go from there.
Well, as you say, Alex, the answer to 1984 is 1776. We just need to return to the Constitution that established and consecrated 1776. If our courts won't do it, then we'll have to figure out other ways.
So it's a Declaration of Independence. We've exhausted all other remedies.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. And so the courts are either going to save themselves or they're going to destroy themselves. But it's going to be in the power of the Supreme Court to do so. And I have confidence and at least hope that they will do the right thing, that they will step into the gap, that they will recognize how nuts this is. They'll recognize, I mean, look at what's going on in the Georgia case. It turns out the prosecutor is banging another prosecutor and shows up
and giving him money.
Oh, yeah, giving him tons of cash. It's like, you know, the little, you know, a different kind of sugar mama relationship going on there. And then it comes out they were meeting at the White House. I mean, these people can't even figure out how to coordinate a conspiracy in a way that doesn't get exposed within a week or two.
Well, that ties into Lloyd Austin, weeks in the hospital, lying about it. It just reeks of total incompetence.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what, I mean...
Just to throw one thing in here, though, and it's going to add a little bit of black-pilled cynicism. You know, remember when Sussman literally billed the Clinton campaign to meet with the FBI to give them the bogus dossier report, and he still gets acquitted in D.C.? I mean, you literally have this outside prosecutor hired unlawfully, allegedly, by Fannie Willis. They happen to be stooping each other. She happens to be paying him, you know, upwards of $1 million a year, going on lavish vacations, allegedly. And he literally bills, what was it, $2,000 days, 8-hour days, to meet with White House counsel. And you have Joe Biden, who says, I know nothing about my son's business. We're not involved in any of these prosecutions. Meeting with the state prosecutors. It's corruption of the highest order.
It's insane. Meanwhile, I have federal filings right here. And I have clips of Democrat congresspeople saying, oh, we need illegal aliens. They're going to give us more Democrat districts. And I've got a federal filing here out of Arizona where they say, yeah, illegal aliens can vote in federal elections. Let's play this clip. This is New York Congresswoman, federal.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We are under a UN coup that our own criminal government set up to transfer power to. I want to open the phones up for questions for Viva Fry and Robert Barnes here on this live Thursday, January 11th broadcast. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. Uncensored, unfiltered, you're on air to millions of people. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. But we're still like 9 minutes to break. Gentlemen, other areas, Ukraine, the Middle East, the dollar, the EU rolling out their central bank digital currency. I mean, it's all happening now. Can you speak to that?
No doubt. I mean, I think tomorrow or coming up next week in Iowa, I expect Ron DeSantis to be out of the race, that he's not even going to finish in the top two in Iowa, that he got suckered by George Soros described it over a year ago. Soros said the goal was to get DeSantis to go in to destroy himself as well as to try to damage Trump.
And you predicted that. Hold on. Since you bring that, I'm going to play that. Vivek, who's amazing. I think he's on with Roger in the fourth hour. But here's Vivek's prediction from today. It's got like 20 million views on X right now. Clip two. Here's Vivek's prediction. Next up, DeSantis to join Nikki Haley. Here it is.
The system wants to narrow this down to a two-horse race between Donald Trump and a puppet who they can control. And it has become increasingly clear that puppet is not a Democrat. It's not even Gavin Newsom. It's Nikki Haley. It's in our own party. Well, today, one more step in that plot unfolds. Chris Christie drops out. Next up, I'm going to make a prediction. You're actually going to see Ron DeSantis join Nikki Haley's ticket. He's going to be her VP. The whole game, it's hiding in plain sight. Whatever it takes. And this system will stop at nothing. And I mean nothing. To eliminate Donald Trump from contention. It's disgusting. But the same people who have said they're not going to actually take a principled stand against Trump's removal from the ballot. Haley and DeSantis are both in that category. Do the math, people. That's next up. Ron DeSantis is after Iowa. Everybody, including Chris Christie, apparently got a phone call from Ron DeSantis. Panicked was the word that Chris Christie used. This is the way the plot's going. Ron may not know this. Ron DeSantis may not know this. But that's what his donors are going to make him do. That's what's coming next. Ron DeSantis will become Nikki's VP. Whether or not Ron knows it, it's not really his choice. He's not the one in charge of that decision. And then the plot continues. We have to open our eyes and not fall into their trap. Our America First agenda cannot end. Our movement cannot end with Donald Trump when they take him out from contention. And if you think this system is going to even let this man get anywhere near the White House, we need to open our eyes. We need to do the right thing for our country. They are selling us the rope today that they're going to use to hang us tomorrow. Do not fall into the trap, people. And that's why I'm here.
Vivek Fry, Robert Barnes, do you think he's right? And what will they do to take Trump out?
Oh, this has been a coordinated campaign.
I'm just going to say, if he ends up being right, I don't know how long he gets to call himself the smartest man in the room, but he gets to call himself the smartest man in the room for a certain period of time. It makes sense. The only thing I think he's too cynical about is he says they're not going to stop at anything to prevent Trump from
getting the White House. That's what I told him. I told him last week. I said they'll get you too. What are you?
Absolutely. And I think that's what we'll see if they're able to continue to prevent him from doing it. Go ahead, Bieber.
I was say that's if they're going to stop at nothing for Trump and he gains enough popularity, they'll come after him too. And now that we've seen how they do it, just let's go reassess some of Vivek's previous filings and see if he overinflated some assets so we can try him, indict him. We've seen how they've done it with Trump. They can fabricate crimes out of whole cloth. Show me the man, I'll show you the crime, Lavrenta Beria. They'll go after Vivek. And if he starts making too much sense and starts getting too much traction, it might happen sooner than later.
Vivek is another example that they have too many neos in the system. That, you know, he's another one like Elon Musk. I mean, Elon Musk is his own neo in the system that's unraveling their ability to control the as long as more and more people...
Well, that's right. In the Matrix, there's only one Neo and a bunch of Agent Smiths. There's actually millions of Neos now.
Exactly. And that's what we need to continue to be. As long as the ordinary person... Everybody who goes to InfoWarsStore.com is their own version of a Neo. Everybody who supports Amos Miller and Amos Miller Organic Farm is somebody that is their own version of a Neo. The more Neos, the more Edward Snowdens, the more Julian Assanges, the more Alex Jones. You know, to me, I am Alex Jones with a bunch of people that are Alex Jones going through the system. I am Neo. I am Spartacus. That is the way in which the whole system unravels. It needs control, and it can't get control as long as we don't give it to them.
The globalists are losing, but they're going to keep doubling down. They're pre-programming race war, false flags, cyber attacks. They got all these movies coming out about civil war. What do you think's going on there?
I think you're right. I mean, a good way to look at film is to look at it's either preconditioning us or it's warning us. Right? I mean, remember your friends that did the Lone Gunman show, the X-Files spinoff, that warned us about what was coming with 9/11 that you were warning at the same time. Sometimes it's a warning. Sometimes it's preconditioning. So to try to decipher between the two, look at the overall message of the film. But it often is educational and informative and something we should pay attention to.
You look to who's producing it, and that'll give you a decent indication as to whether or not it's persuasion versus foreshadowing or a warning. And now I just forgot what I was going to say.
Now I'm going to ask you both, if you could talk to Trump, which I know Robert does, you know, other people do around here, but what would your advice be to Trump right now?
Well, credit to him to continue to double down. I mean, double down on exposing this entire lawfare for what it is, expose the system for what it is, refuse to be affected, refuse to be impacted, refuse to let the threats get to you, make them escalate. If they're going to escalate, they're going to do what they're going to do. You can't control that. Don't worry about it. Like when Tucker asked him, are you worried about death? He's like, no. When they asked Robert Kennedy Jr., are you worried about death? And he said, my father and my uncle understood there are worse things in the world than physical death. Moral death, spiritual death, soulful death. These things are worse. And as long as Trump maintains that mindset and mentality, not to be afraid, to continue to go forward, he has the backing of millions and millions of people, not only in America, but increasingly around the world. That as you talk about, anybody who wants peace in Ukraine needs Donald Trump in the White House. Anybody who wants peace in the Middle East needs Donald Trump in the White House. Anybody who doesn't want global war needs Donald Trump in the White House. Anybody who doesn't want the financial system to completely collapse needs Donald Trump in the White House. So continue to support them. We are the front line. We are the key. The American Revolution succeeded because ordinary people like my great-grandparents participated in it. As long as you continue to be on the front line in every way you can, we will be able to win this.
That's right. Going to break here soon, but in calls. But Vima, you wanted your advice, Trump.
I'm not sure that I'm in a position to give Trump any advice. All that I know is that whatever he does, he's going to get flack for it. He can never do the right thing. He'll always get criticized. And so the only thing is keep doing what he thinks is effective and keep doing what he thinks is true. And the people will mobilize peacefully behind the movement and hopefully, you know, yield the results that many of us think ought to have been yielded back in 2020.
I mean, I think it's clear, though, the establishment's losing and scared right now. What do you think?
I tend to agree, and they do say that the cornered animal is the most dangerous. The problem is that they still control a lot of the big levers, and so they still have some tools in their arsenal. And the bigger problem, I think, is that I genuinely think they would almost be happier ruling over the ashes than allowing the people to exercise their voice.
Oh, I agree. No, Build Back Better is we're going to rule over ashes. It's not a... I don't think it's your opinion. I think that's their plan. All right, one more time. We're going to come back and take calls. How do people find your great podcast, guys, and your live shows?
Viva Barnes Law. Robert, I'll do it first. VivaBarnesLaw.locals.com. Barnes is Barnes_law on Twitter. Robert, what is your Twitter handle?
Yeah, @Barnes_law. But everything is there at VivaBarnesLaw.locals.com.
All right, you guys are awesome. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Genuine. January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, coming up in April, a couple months, I've been on air 30 years. And I remember talking to the old timers, including my family, and they said the New World Order is being built in the shadows, but when they launch it, and when it goes from test to operational, that'll be when we're going to get them. So we've got to go out and warn people ahead of it. They're not going to listen, most of them. until they launch it operational. And, man, the people telling me this were like former high-level FBI, former heads of Air Force Weapons Development, you know, you name it. When I was first getting on air, because there weren't a lot of people that had talk shows, and I was blessed to immediately, after a few years of Access TV, have the top talk show in Austin. Top ratings all over the news. It was, I had like Jay Leno making jokes about me in like 1997. And I was putting films out. We were selling, you know, hundreds of thousands of VHS and DVD tapes, and people were copying them, and millions were going out, and we were just blessed to be there up front. But all the old-timers said, when the enemy launches their operation, the public's going to get it, but we've got to have them ready. They're not going to listen until they get hit. And now I saw those old-timers. I guess now I know why they were, you know, the head of the FBI and a whole section of it, or the head of Air Force Weapons Development, because they were smart. And they were playing the long game. And here we are in the long game, folks. We're inside the new world order. So I want to go to calls with these great lawyers and great talk show hosts and good friends of mine, Viva Fry and Robert Barnes, and just ask them, what does it feel like to be in this historic moment where it's all out in the open now? I mean, and the Great Awakening's here, and it's just so crazy. And I wish there was some path where the globalists would just back off and realize they're going to lose. But I got a gut suspicion they're not going to give up. So, again, I go back to this. How would you quantify this time? Any other key points? And then I want to go to these phone calls.
Robert, start this one.
Well, I think we live in the time that's equal to 1776. And it's going to shape not only the future of America, but the future of the world. And what each one of us does in this context. We have to make smart, tactically wise decisions, strategically wise decisions. As my great-great-granddaddy said, it was at Bunker Hill, don't shoot until you see the whites of their eyes. That same advice is still true now, that we have to be tactically wise and morally principled and continue to act in the right way to make sure the American Revolution and the humanitarian principles it unleashed for the world stay alive, because we're facing a true terminal potential threat to liberty and freedom, not only here, but globally and for humanity itself. That's what's at stake in 2024. 2024 is the biggest year since 1776 for the future of freedom in the world.
Absolutely. Viva?
A warning there. Don't screw up, people. Don't succumb to your darkest desires or the doom pill and act on despair. If a dude is in a crowd telling you to go into the Capitol, chances are they're a Fed. If someone's encouraging you to do something illegal, chances are they're a Fed because they want you to screw up. They want you to do something bad or something.
Killing a bunch of people on the enemy side only helps them. We don't want that. This is an info war because this is a modern form of war. It's propaganda. They're having to provocateur violence. Totally. Do not be involved in any Obi-Wan Kenobi. The force is used for knowledge and defense, never for attack.
I love it. And you know, the video of you from 2021 saying don't go to the Capitol, it's a trap, it's a setup, have proved prophetic. So that's it. You know, be good, be honest, pursue the truth. Don't succumb to your darkest desires, because that's what they want. That's what they're waiting for. And if they have to fabricate it, they will. But make them fabricate it instead of you.
Well, let me ask you this. We'll go to calls. Gut level, I think we're going to win. It's going to be bloody. It's going to be nasty. I think the area of flux is, do we lose billions of people or hundreds of millions, or do we, you know, go through some time tribulation and fix this easily? I think right now we're going to win. The question is, how nasty is it going to get?
No doubt. I mean, there's going to be some tough times ahead, but stay focused, stay centered, stay optimistic. I mean, that's one of the great gifts that Trump has. Trump's optimism is what empowers him to do often what he does. That, you know, focus on the bright side. Listen to the better angels of our nature. Listen to the brighter light.
That's why they hate him, because he did listen to that famous self-help guy. I forget his name. When he was a kid, the records over and over again. He had to buy them repeatedly. It's on record because they would wear out. He just believes in positivity.
Absolutely. And you can see how it empowers you. If you go in believing you can make it true, you can, in fact, make it true. So stay focused on the positive. Remember, there are people around the world who share your same objectives and beliefs and ideas and ideals. They go to InfoWarsStore.com every day and support products. They go to Amos Miller Organic Farm. They do these things to keep us alive. We have lots of friends. We have lots of allies. We're finding out in the Viveks and the Elons, we have some powerful allies in our cause. So continue to march forward. Continue to be confident.
And as it gets darker, I agree, as it gets darker, we're going to see the double agents, the Benedict Arnolds. Some of we thought were great are going to turn against us, but we'll have a greater number that were on the fence that are going to turn for us.
Absolutely. And just so stay on the right side. And if you stay on the right side, hold the line. Never forget, never forgive. Like Braveheart, hold that line, and we are going to be able to succeed in the end.
All right. Viva Fry, quick comment. We're going to calls.
Oh, I was going to say that we have to win. I mean, I'm not trying to be like melodramatic. People, when I was at the Ottawa trucker protest, and I said, well, you know, if things fall here, you're going to go back to your country. And they say, I have nowhere to go from here. When countries fall, you don't go back to them. America is the last beacon on that hill, and if it falls, there's nowhere else to go. So democracy, in the meaningful sense, must prevail, and three things cannot long be hidden: the sun, the moon, and the truth, Buddha. So fingers crossed.
And the Bible says, you know, nothing hidden will ever stay hidden. It will be brought to light today. Let's go to Larry in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, hi, thanks for having me. Following up on the Matrix analogy, I think the Muslim immigration situation kind of reminds me of the witch from the Matrix. She was like the colonial times version of the Matrix in the third rendition of the virtual reality. Most people don't know about it because she only appeared in the Path of Neo video game. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because the game has symbology. The only way to defeat the witch was by unleashing the Banshee to scream at her. This meant that freedom of speech, regardless of what you're saying, even if you're just screaming, is the ultimate weapon. It's kind of like how Tucker Carlson was saying that speech is more powerful than a gun. I used to disagree, but after seeing activists speaking their minds like on InfoWars, I would say that's true. So writing a book is more effective than using a gun. What you're saying, Alex, is right. Don't storm the Capitol. So in the game, the witch was like killed by the Colonial Times prisoners in the Matrix through protest, not by using guns.
Well, I forget who said the pen is mine and the sword, but we looked that up. Maybe it was Shakespeare, but it really is ahead of time. Once the Civil War and the Bedlam starts, then, you know, that goes to the side. Anybody that says, I'm going to fight the UN, they're not going to come as soldiers. They're going to come with treaties and control. We're here. Thanks for the call. I mean, is the pen mightier than the sword, Viva Fry?
Immediately think of two movies, Casino and The Running Man, where someone used the pen as a sword. But by and large, it's more effective. But it's true. Like, once it's time for the sword, the pen, you set it aside. We're not there yet. And if anyone jumps the gun, pun intended, and goes right to the sword when the pen is going to be more effective, it'll be counterproductive, not productive.
Well, that's right. The pen forms the whole battle space. We'd like it to win the war and not go to swords. But regardless, pens are more powerful.
Absolutely. And people should remember, if our voices didn't matter, our opinions didn't matter, our ideas didn't matter, our actions didn't matter, they wouldn't go to all these great lengths to try to control what we think and do.
Well, that's right. It's the saying, nobody knows who said it. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. Let's go to Kim in Louisiana. Thanks for calling. Go ahead, Kim.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. It's about the border. You know, we know, according to our Constitution, that it's done up by the, you know, the state and then the federal, and we gave the federal the responsibility to secure our border. And when they fail to do that, it should fall back to the state. If the governors and sheriffs fail, it falls to the people. At what point do we stop watching this influence and do something?
No, I agree, but it's very hard. That's one of the few powers the feds have, for the states to deport people, and then the feds are suing them. And people have been criticizing Abbott, and I've been mad at him for lockdowns, but Abbott's kind of grown a small pair of testicles compared to no testicles before. You guys want to comment on that? I mean, it is an emergency. So if the feds advocate their responsibility and are AWOL, what do the states do?
I'll leave that second part to Robert, but can you just imagine the irony that the feds do not enforce immigration laws? The states, the border states, the ones that are dealing with the crisis, try to enact their own legislation, and the feds sue the states for not doing what the feds are doing because it's of the sole exclusive.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Jennifer's gone. Let's go to Gary in Nevada. Gary, you're on the air.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm an attorney. I've been studying the Constitution now my entire professional career. I graduated back in the mid-80s, been listening to you guys. I'm a big fan of Robert Barnes's. I just wanted to... One of the biggest pet peeves I've got is every time I hear the word democracy, I think that we're just we're just showing.
Yeah, we're a constitutional republic.
Well, we are a republic, and a lot of conservatives say that, Alex, but they still don't know what they're talking about. When we tell everybody that we're a constitutional republic, we don't have any idea what we're talking about, because democracies are, Madison explained it very clearly that
mob rule.
Well, it is mob rule, and that's what we have. And the states were set up to be a double security, against federal encroachment, but when we moved, well, with the 17th Amendment, making senators popularly elected, and when we started going with popular elections with...
No, I agree with you. Our republic guards the rights of the minority, and I understand that. So, but we're, a lot of people use the term democracy, saying, why is the WEF running things? That at least gets the public to wake up. You're not running your own life. So, what should we do?
Well, and like I said, you know, some of the earlier caller talked about the pen being mightier than the sword. I've been writing about this on my own, you know, Substack and Facebook for years. I've been trying to write to help people to know what they can do. I mean, you know, we definitely have the right to declare independence if because of the long train of abuses that we've got going with our federal government right now. The states, though, I think the best thing to do, because what happened when we started going, with the democracy bent on things and started popularly electing the president and the senators, we basically took the power from the states that, you know, who were supposed to be a check on the federal government, and we gave it to the political
parties. So I imagine you support Congress to summon an amendment to not let states get new congressional districts out of illegal. So that's basically what's happening. I appreciate your call. Robert Barnes, Viva Fry, comment on that.
Yeah, we got to restore the power of the people and restore the power of government at the most local level in order for our Constitution to work the way it was intended.
A comment on democracy? Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, people make the distinction between a democracy and a constitutional republic. People using the terms interchangeably. The problem is today, we're on the borderline of not being either a democracy or a constitutional republic in the States. Certainly not in Canada. We are subjects being governed by a political elite who are sheltered from their own decisions.
That's right. By stockholders or shareholders, as they say, in the globalist program.
We are no longer, and we're being conditioned to think that nationalism, because it has the Nazi connotation, is a bad thing. Subordinate our own national interests to international globalist interests. You got Cori Bush on Twitter saying, we need, you know, universal health care in America, and signs off on sending $200 billion to Ukraine. The people of Lahaina still don't have their homes. I mean, we have been conditioned to think that protecting national interests and national pride is a bad thing, and it's all part of the it's all part of the demoralization.
Totally agree. Let's move quick through calls. Mike in Tennessee, you're on the air, then Wild. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, the DOJ has said that they're going to go after more January Sixers. I was hoping the attorneys could walk us through what we.
Yeah, now they're saying anybody outside the building, which means me. Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. What's that signify?
Yeah, and I saw you there too, my friend. So help us. You know, we're Christian folk. We live paycheck to paycheck, Mr. Barnes. If we get a knock on the door, how do we proceed from there? I mean, if you're walking down there, you listen to the speech, you go down there, the barriers are not even up, the cops are waving you in, you're talking to them, they're not saying that you can't go on the grounds. You go on the grounds, and now they're going to come after you? Like, what do we do if we get a knock on the door? Walk us through the entire process of what to do and what not to do.
Well, don't talk to them, number one. You know, they never talk to the cops. I mean, unfortunately, they're especially the feds. They're completely unreliable. Assert your right to counsel. Try to protect yourself at each stage in terms of being informed about your rights. Don't ever underestimate that. The power of being self-educated is as critical as anything else. Our constitutional republic was built on that. It was built on people listening and learning.
Well, it's like
and
I took the fifth on January 6th committee. Not because I was guilty. They wanted to set me up, but they couldn't stand it.
Exactly. And I mean, the problem they're going to have is people like you went down there to keep people out of the Capitol and said so, and it's right on tape. And everybody that went down there that day did not commit a crime. There's no evidence that people saw any signs that said this was trespass. The security guards were doing just the opposite. They removed the security barriers. They removed all of it. So in my view, 99.9% of the people that were there that day committed no crime.
Sure, but the big issue is they want to expand it on and on and on with the federal offices of the Capitol Police, and they're branding all Trump supporters as terrorists. This just shows it's all they've got, Robert.
Completely. And their goal is ultimately to criminalize being a Trump supporter. That's their goal, ultimately. To say everybody who's a Trump supporter is an insurrectionist.
Absolutely. Mike, God bless you. Appreciate your call. Wild in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Freedom Friends. I have a question for Robert Barnes and Eva Fry regarding, no one really talks about it, the implications of the Indian Native American reservations on the border by Eagle Pass, the Kickapoo Indian Reservation and other Indian reservations making money and getting paid in drugs to bring over illegal immigrants en masse. I spoke with drone operators who are working for RFK, and they said almost double the numbers we are getting from border security are coming in through the reservations and what type of military aspects we could have according to the law.
I mean, there's very specific treaty-based relationships between the Indian tribes and the United States federal government and the state governments that control what they can and cannot do in those circumstances. And so the bigger problem is the federal government has no interest or incentive under the Biden administration of enforcing our immigration laws. Again, as Viva mentioned, they're suing the states. And as you mentioned, Alex, they're suing the states to prohibit the states from enforcing our immigration laws. So we need systematic and systemic reform. Part of the impeachment of Joe Biden should be over his, as Stephen Miller said yesterday, his illegal complicity and his criminal complicity in the massive illegal immigration into the United States of people who illegally do not belong here and are violating our laws and threatening our liberty.
But the caller's right. They're using the reservations to do it, which are incredibly corrupt, not the people there. You could have a state blockade of the reservations until they stop, but a larger issue is we need Congress to impeach Mayorkas. I mean, I think that's a good step.
Completely. We got to have some proactive action, or we're not going to have a country in 2 years.
Does that answer your question, Wild?
Oh, it sure does. You know, it's at the point where it's an invasion over immigration now.
Oh, the border doesn't exist. It's now a springboard, an invasion port. Thank you. All right. We got George. We got Daryl. We got Chad. We'll try to do 5 more minutes. Quick questions. We start the next hour. And then Roger Stone's going to take over with all the latest on Iowa, politics, Trump, everything next hour. Please remember, folks, I have store-wide free shipping. It ends in a couple days. Double Patriot points. We have foundational energy that isn't an energy pill. It turbocharges your cells. You just need to order it to see how amazing next-level foundational energy is with high-quality, organic, medical-grade methylfolate and vitamin B full spectrum. This is what your cells need. This is incredible. Infowarstore.com. Then on top of it, 10-hour clean energy. Then it really supercharges it. Turbo Force. Infowarstore.com. X2 selling out. Still discounted. So many other great products at Infowarstore.com. In fact, I mean to mention this, I've actually got the print up here on the new sale. This is the game-changing New Year's specials for InfoWars are here. You have a 60% off free shipping and double Patriot points, but here's the latest numbers I've got. 40% off Winter Sun Plus, 25% off Turbo Force Plus, 25% off Survival Shield X2, selling out. 40% off Vasma B Complete, selling out. 40% off DNA Force Plus, selling out. 40% off Ultra 12, 50% off Real Blood Pill Plus, close to selling out. 50% off Down and Out Sleep Support, selling out. 60% off Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, selling out. And even more at InfoWarsStore.com. And I only sell products that are amazing because I want you to reorder them. I wouldn't sell you something I'm not going to take. You need these products. Also selling out HGH Max Boost, natural compounds that boost your natural growth hormone. It does incredible stuff at every level. Get HGH Max Boost selling out InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Get a copy of my new book, Part 2 of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It is The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the next great renaissance. It is a signed or unsigned. It's a fundraiser. Thank you for keeping us on air. You see, we're delivering and changing the world. Thank you for keeping us on air in the fight. That's all I ask for. Plus, these are products you really need. You're missing out if you don't get them at InfoWarsStore.com. The free shipping is about to end. Take action now and keep us on the air. We'll be right back with hour number 4. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product
fact I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.